Okay, we're on staff member advice. So we're on the last, second to last small, thin line in certain editions. Ki asa Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Israel, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, right, who said in the name of Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who was a Tana, Mace, a dead person, toy face, he seizes, oh very nice, he seizes Arba Amos, the Kriya Shema. He basically, this Arba Amos over here, it's his for Kriya Shema, meaning it's not, you're not allowed to read Kriya Shema in it. And you can't read Kriya Shema in the Dalad Amos of a Mace. Why? Because it says in the Pasuk, it says Loeg. So Loeg means basically you're making fun of. Yeah, Larash, Lamed is a prefix, Rash means a poor person. Yeah, so this is a Rash, a dead person is poor in the sense of mitzvahs. A dead person can't do mitzvahs anymore. So this person's dead, and if you're going to start reading Kriya Shema, yeah, in his Dalad Amos, you basically say, look, I can do this and you can't, which isn't very nice. So and Choref, basically, he disgraces Oisehu. Oisehu in Mishle, it means his maker, means Hashem. So I don't know if it means over here, we're using it in the Drosha, it means the previous doer of the mitzvah. I don't know, but I'm not sure. But anyway, this is the posset that is used in context. You'll see the like Rebbeinu speak about it. You all become Loeg L'Rosh. Right? Loeg L'Rosh means that you've got to have a certain sensitivity to when you go into a basic forest, people put their tzitzis in. Right? So that's also become Shum Loeg L'Rosh because okay. Now, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Another statement, yeah? So, Chorgosa. So, Chorgosa means a stepdaughter. Right? A stepdaughter, Hagadela, that she's brought up, she grows up, Beina Achin, amongst the brothers.
Stepbrothers.
Yes, it is, yes, the stepbrothers, true. Yeah? Asura Lhinose. La'achin, it's prohibited for her to marry one of her stepbrother. Okay, why? Dalid, there is a prefix. The mischazia, it appears right. So it's a key achzayu, like of it. Achzayu is their sister. I mean, people are going to see them and say, "Hey, wait, I can't marry a sister," and they're going to think it's permissible to marry a sister, and it's not the case. So that was the statement of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Gemara actually comments on Paskins over here. It says, "Velohi, it's not true. A person is actually allowed to marry a stepsister because why? Kola, the same thing. There's a kola, there's a voice, right? Islay, there is to it, to the milsa, to the matter. Meaning people know it's a stepsister, right? It's a mixed matter, it's a mixed marriage or whatever. So people are aware of it and they understand things like this happen and they understand it's actually not Mary's actual sister. Now, another statement, but we're on four lines up from the bottom. But Omar Rebbe Yitzchak, Amar Rebbe Yochanan, Mishum Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. Another statement, now, Leket. Leket, we're talking about Matnois Aniyim, right? Things that Aniyim can take. So Leket is some little bit of kernels scattered on the floor, Shchicha. Is like a kind of a bundle of wheat or something that was left on the floor, forgotten about. Yeah, opeya, that's the corner of the field that you leave, right, for the poor people to take. She'osa'on, now, that she'osa'on means that, she'osa'on, that he made them, meaning referring to the aforementioned three, he made the lech opeya, this honor, he made them, begoyren. He made a big pile of them, over there, where in the goren, in the threshing floor, right? I mean, over there, where they're in the field, basically. Now, hukvu means they are fixed. We have this in Beitza. They're fixed lemaisa. I mean, you'd have to take truma and maestros on them before you partake of them. As soon as you related, this is normally gemar maestros, right? When you get to gemar malacha, that's when you put them in a pile in the field or whatever. Now, matanos aniim a pot of trumas and maestros. Right, let and shechicha and peah. You don't normally have to take trumas and maestros, but since he put them all, he like piled them all together, and it's like in the, it looks like sort of the like it looks like basically he's a farmer, And right now, if he eats them without taking trypanosomiasis, it's going to look not look good. So following accordingly, Amaula says Ula, Lo Omron, that we said that a person would have to take trypanosomiasis. Yeah, El Basada when it's in the field. Yeah, of Alba'ia, but if it's in his townhouse, right, of the Oni, yeah, call it Islay Lamilsa. There's a voice. It's known because this guy's coming in little bit by little, and he's just like stacking things up. He's hoarding, but people realize what's happening over here. So that would be okay. Now,
the owner of the inn,
not the owner, because the owner can't take them. It's talking about a poor person who stockpiled. And this, I think, you would be allowed to do. It's not like, you know, Shemitah. It was a busy Oni who's utilizing his rights. Yeah. But Amar Rebbe Yitzchak. Says Rebbe Yitzchak, Amar Rebbe Yochanan, Mishum Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, another statement. Yeah. Yolda, back to Orla and Kalayim. A Yolda, so that means it's a young tree. For Chusa Mitefach, we've had this before, it's less than a Tefach. Eina, it doesn't have the ability to mekadeshes esus roim, to sanctify. Means, but sanctify is a bad thing. It means to make them holy. Means to make them out of bounds, which means kalayim. Right, I was speaking to someone, Josh, yesterday. Right, the difference in kalayim. Right, if somebody mixes together an orange and a lemon together, they're not allowed to do that. Right, but you can eat the produce. Yeah, after the fact is done, you're allowed to partake. That's where you could eat, go to the store, and you don't have to get nervous. You don't have to get nervous with the S-Rock if they've done some funny business. Yeah, but if you do Kalayim with a vineyard, yeah, that you mix grapes with some kind of wheat or something, then the whole thing becomes Osoba Hana, right? That you're not allowed to partake in it. So that's what it means, Mekadeshes, right? Right, it makes it like holy, but it's Kaddish in the sense it's untouchable, and you would actually have to burn it or something along those lines. Yeah, so but if this tree is less than a tefach, it doesn't have the power, right? This grapevine doesn't have the power as is Royim. Now, so Vahani Mili, and that so now qualifying this now the other way,
like seeds, like
yes,
wheat. We would think that this.
Yeah, because then that's the normal din of Kalayim. Basically, you've got a mixture of grapevines, yeah, and wheat.
Wait,
it means wheat or something. Well, you'll see. I'm going to get into Rashi after this. It will come clear. But this is a strange halacha because you would think it would be Kalayim, but it's not. And what Rashi's
exactly
going to.
Wheat, that seed on the ground.
Well, you'll see. Yeah. But okay. Vahani Mili Shtaim Keneged Shtaim. This is only one of these, you know, the halachic, vineyard. Meaning it's not people look at it as a vineyard. It's a halachic vineyard, yeah. Aval kuli kerem, but if it be a real vineyard, back to a bonsai, you know, it's not even bonsai. It's the young trees. They don't have the power to do it. So now let's look at Rashi, because Rashi is a bit bothered by this Gemara. So you see, Eino Mekadesh says it's Rhyme. You see, that's the second to last Rashi. Right, Mishum Klai Hakerem, because of Klai Hakerem, Tichsiv Bahu, because it says Tikdash Hamaleya Hazera. Right, it should sanctify. I suppose over here means the full thing, the seeds. Meaning, and I suppose over here this is not full. Yeah, this is a wannabe full kind of kerem. This is not a real kerem, so therefore it doesn't have the power to sanctify it. Yeah, venerally, says Rashi over here, the Kosovo, this opinion in the Gemara of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, could amrina b'menachos, like we see in Menachos, right, canvas v'luf, these are certain types of seeds, osra Torah. The Torah only prohibited them with regards to Kalayim. Yeah, shor zroim, right, so here we go, Ephraim, we're getting to our things, so we're not even talking about wheat over here, yeah? Between these particular one, but Shazraim, like whatever, you know, any other seed you can think of, is Midrabbanan Ninhu. The Issa of Kalayim does not apply, right? Ubechihai Kerem, and so in this Kerem, we're talking about the other seeds, yeah? Lo Gozerabbanan, Ashazraim and Shazraim. So basically, there's a Dindrabbanan over here that the Kalayim actually affects these seeds. And so, and this is like a weedy kerem. This one is very small. It's less than a tefach. then we would say it doesn't apply, but if it was a big full kerem, it would apply. Okay. V'omer Rebbe Yitzchak. I think this is the last statement now of Amar Yitzchak, Amar Yochan, Mishum Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. It's a similar, something similar, what we had before. A mace, yeah, toy face. Okay, what word did we say before? Seizes. A mace, oh, here is it, seizes, right, because it's a bit different over here. A mace seizes arba amois, latuma, for tuma. Right, we've probably heard about this, we're familiar with this, but basically, with around the mace, in an area of four amos, it's all tummy. Right, so if a person will go into Dalad Amos of the mace, he would have to, you know, actually get sprinkled with paradum, whatever, but he would get tumas mace. Yeah? But Tanatuna, we've also learned that in a like a Tanoic source, which we're going to extrapolate. It's not so straightforward, this, right? So now, this is why we had the pictures on the WhatsApp group. Chotzer a Keva. So now, the Chotzer of the Keva is the entranceway to the cave, burial cave, which has the deceased people buried in. Right. Ha'oimid b'soichoi, the person who is standing in this entranceway, is tahor. He does not contract tumor. On the condition, v'hu shiyuba, that it should be that's in the surf, the area of this entranceway, but arba amos. If it has arba amos, yeah, at least, yeah, then it will be considered a separate room, right, a separate entity, and therefore the tumor would not cross from the burial cave to the entranceway, because it's two separate entities. You've got a burial cave and you've got the entrance hall. Okay, so but that on the condition it would have arba amos. That's Dibri Beis Shammai. Now, Beis Hillel Omrim, they say arba tefachim. It's sufficient, yeah, if it would have arba tefachim, because we see in the halacha, arba tefachim has halachic relevance, and that would be considered a chosh of space that we could also say it's separate to the burial cave. But if it would be less than that, right, then we would say the tumor would go across, because that thing would be like bottle. Or subsumed, that's one of my old covers likes to say this in Paris. You brought the word up yesterday, right? It will be subsumed in the larger cave, and the tumor will go across. Now, b'mer devarim amorim. When do we say this? That this is basically on Beis Hillel. That Beis Hillel over here is lenient. Beis Shammai says you need arba amos in this entrance way, and then that will be considered a separate room, and the tumor won't come from the next room into it. Yeah, that specifically. When shapischa milamala, when the way you get into it is you kind of, it's like a manhole kind of thing. You kind of just like drop down. Yeah, about pischa min a tzad. But if it's got a pischa from a tzad, which is basically means there's some steps down. This is like a mikveh. You know, in a mikveh, you've got like the pit. Let's say the mikveh didn't have any water in, and you've got the steps down into the pit, right? Into the mikveh. Then divrei kol. Arba Amos. Everyone would say you need Arba Amos. Now the Gemara is going to say Kalapi Laya. This that we said that basically Beis Hillel would agree. Kalapi. I spent time with this actually. Yes. Like Kalapi means towards. Yeah, Kalapi. Rashi translates Keneged. Right. Means towards. Laya means where. Towards where. Yeah. Is this. Basically, Adarabba, the opposite is logical, right? Meaning, min a tzad, if it's from the tzad, right? So, mirdir, midrid. So, midrid means, forgot, I looked in the dictionary last night, midrid means it basically, he steps down. He goes down, right? And therefore, venophic, and it can go out. It can go down and go out. I mean, basically, it's an easy access point. In the case of the steps, right? So therefore, you can go out. What's the issue over here? The issue is, right? But the other one, we'll see like this. Milamalo, but if it's Milamalo, it's like a manhole kind of entranceway. E'esha to lo mahel. It's impossible that he's not going to be mahel. He's going to basically, make himself a tent over the mace. I mean, what's the problem? So if you're in a manhole, you imagine, right? You're in a manhole. So when you get out, you've got to like kind of straddle up and you put your legs like that, right? And then you get over the top and then you get your arm over the side over here, right? You, whatever. And then the mace, right, maybe over there, and you're going to put your hand over the airspace of the mace, right? But if you're going to the steps, you just like walk up. And you're not going to go anywhere near the mace. So this that you said, right, so if you've got a confined space, you may inadvertently basically put your hand over the airspace of the dead person, right? But if it's again, you've got an easy exit to the side, then you're not going to put your hand over the airspace of the dead person. If you've got an easy, right, so therefore, so that's what means kelapi layas. So that we said, that Beis Hillel said it's four tefachim, that it was sufficient with four tefachim, and we don't worry that he's going to get into the, get go near the mace, that's when he's got the steps, because therefore you can, there's an easy exit route. Yeah, but if you would have, it's like a pit, like you, when you jump down, you can get in, but when you go up, you have to straddle, and you may put your hand over the mace. So over there, you would need Dalad Amos. Okay, so it's, right, so let's read that again. Kalapi Laya, I'm just reading that again. Kalapi Laya, right? Towards where? Is, you know, like, where are you facing? How are you looking at this? Adarabba. The opposite is logical, right? Minatzad, midrid, right? It's gonna, you can go down and nothing, and you can go up, yeah. But milamala, right? EF shod, if you mean, if you're coming down from the, like a manhole kind of way, EF shod lamile, it's impossible. He's not gonna mile. He's gonna have to, because he has to straddle and get up there, and he's gonna put his arm over, yeah. So Ella, so now we're gonna correct the brisa. B'med b'mamorim, that Beis Hillel say that it, they argue on Beis Shammai, they said it was sufficient with four tefachim. Yes, shepiskam in a tzad. That's when it's got its entrance. The access point is to the side. Yeah, because then he can just avoid the mace. Aval pischam milamala, but it's pesach is milamala, meaning you've just got to like go down and straddle it. Then you would need arba amos. That is the end of the brisa. Now we're going to speak out the proof, right? And we're going to look at Rashi for this. Yeah. Vahani mili, that we said, because remember what we're trying to prove over. We're trying to prove over here that the mace, what's the word again? The mace takes four amos for tumor.
Occupies.
The mace occupies four amos for tumor. So vahani mili, chotzer a keva. Over here we see in a chotzer of the keva, right? The misaima mechitzta. Masaima means distinct. It's got distinct walls. Meaning, we know where it's standing. Yeah, there's the entrance way, and then there's the keva. And a person, if doesn't want to get tamei, is not going to go into the cave, the burial crypt. So therefore, he's going to avoid the tumor, and it's okay. Of our mace for alma, but a mace that's just in the plain sight. Yeah, there's no stoppage point over there, so that Baalma Tophis, it would take up four amos. Okay, so now let's look at Rashi of this, because this top Rashi is a little bit difficult. So Vahani Mili, right? You see the top Rashi on the left over here, right? Vahani Mili Vahule. Okay, Hashta, so this is very nice. Rashi is giving you, just telling you what the Gemara is doing. Hashta now, Mehada, it is going back, Lefurushi to explain, Siate, the proof mihacha. How do we prove from here that a mace takes the dalad amos? Yeah, you second line down in Rashi. But it's tzrich lemisni, because it needed to say ha'oy made l'soichoy tohor. Why did he have to tell you that he's? Are you find it on the right on the left side, Brad? Rashi's on both sides in this time.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, right. Why do we have to say? Right, why do we need to say that a person's in the next room is Torah, right? Shmomina, Hanimili. This is Chotzer Keva. This only when he's Torah, when he's in a chetz, in the courtyard of the grave. Demesaima Mechitzta, that it's got distinct walls. Demara Luchodei, that the cave of the dead person is a separate unit. Odechotzer Luchodei, and the entrance way is a separate unit. The yesh hekabadavar, and there it's clear. It's clear that they're different things, and you won't go inadvertently to become tamei. Yeah, aval meis ba'alma, but a normal dead deceased person. Yeah, a mutl ba'ovia, who's placed in the air, meaning he's just lying outside. Yeah, moedu Beis Hillel would agree to tofis that he takes an area of arba amos, and then a person would go into that space would be tamei. Oh. mid, and now he's trying, what's the proof, kind of, mid itzterich lemisne, from that it had to teach, yeah, oimil l'soich l'tor, he's repeating himself, that the person who stands in it is tahor, right, de'i ba'alma lo gozo, right, for, right, if in generally they didn't make a gezeira, lama li l'shmi'inan, why does he have to tell you he's tahor? Meaning, basically, the proof is like this, yeah, that right, it says, in this particular case, the person who is near the mace is tar. So you see from that, in a different case, yeah, he will be Tommy. So what's the what's making the guy tar over here? Because they're in two separate domains. There's two separate things. So therefore, he's not inadvertently going to come Tommy. But in a case where that's not so clear, and he may come close to the mace, then he would become Tommy. And assume, I don't know if Rashi doesn't speak this out, but I assume the point is that, and the general, you know, a person shouldn't go into Dalad Amos for someone's tefillah, right? But Amos is coining for a person, right? Yeah, the Dalad Amos to Allah. Dalad Amos is like the kind of the personal space or whatever. So I suppose once we see that there's a personal space given to the thing, I think that we would say that will be Dalad Amos. That's what I think. Okay.